This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live.
Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough. Let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's hour number two of Radio Night Live. We got a lot to get to because I'm excited to have my next guest. She is a host on the Fox Business Network and the Fox News Channel. She is also the author of two best-selling books, the most recent one of which we will discuss tonight. It is a great pleasure to welcome her. Going to do that in just a second. Last hour, I did not demonstrate for you what I promised I would, and that is that it is easy to get your balance of nature vegetable, fruit requirements in this small bowl that I'm holding in my hand, if you're watching by way of radio. See what I did there? Watching by way of radio. You get that? See, I'm good that way. There are three green capsules and three red capsules. The greens are the veggies. The reds are the fruits. And these six capsules represent the whole food nutrition that is found in nearly 30 servings of fruits and vegetables. Now, doctors say you want to stop hepatitis C. You want to get skin irritations corrected. You want to see cancers have a better chance at being sent into remission. You want to improve your health on almost any level. I had this terrible flu. I started power slamming Balance of Nature. Changed my life. Made me well in 36 hours. Much faster than any antivirals or antibiotics I've ever taken. Get on Balance of Nature, and they're going to help you get 2 free months worth when you do. But here's how easy it is. 30 servings. Watch this. There you go. Six capsules, three veggies, three fruits, ready to go. And so tonight they will give you up to 2 free sets when you call 1-800-246-8751 and use my promo code, KMC. 1-800-246-8751. Say, I want details on how to get the 2 free months of the fruits and veggies. Friends, put them to the test. Dr. Howard is wanting you to take a 120-day test and see if your health issues don't dramatically improve. 1-800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Vitamins are made out of synthetics. There's nothing artificial or synthetic about the fruits and veggies. It's just 100% whole food, ground up into capsules, 100% nutrition. 800-246-8751. 2 free months if you call with my code tonight. 800-246-8751, promo code KMC. In the ladies' lounge, we'd like to highlight the brilliant women of media, and we are thrilled to have the big names that regularly stop by. Melissa Francis is one of those. She plays cleanup on almost any Fox News show that needs an anchor, and she is regularly seen on the Fox Business Network. Melissa Francis, it's great to have you with us at the Kevin McCullough microphone tonight.
Thank you so much. Yes, they squeeze every dollar out of me at Fox News Channel. They figure I'm lying around. I might as well do every single show they have, and that way they get the most out of their buck. And I got a lot of respect for that.
Well, for instance, we wanted to schedule this interview last week, and they said, no, literally, she's on at 12, 2, 4, 6, and 9, or something like that. And we're like, oh, my goodness, when does she sleep? I mean, just pull a rollout in the office or something. But
I love it. I can't get enough airtime. I'm talented. That's how it goes. I'm
guilty of that as well. So I plead guilty in addition to that. Hey, listen, a lot of people don't know this if they just started watching you on the news environment. But in doing a little bit of digging, and of course the title of the new book reveals that you were a part of one of America's most beloved television shows of all time. And I went back and I was like, which character was she? Because I was a kid that watched it growing up. I'm actually older than you, so
don't feel bad about that. My sister loved that show, and I remembered when I Googled the picture. I thought, oh, that's who she was. And I just got to ask a couple of questions about that. What was it like being part of one of the most successful family dramas of all time?
You know, it was pretty amazing. I was in acting the entire time I was growing up. I did my first commercial when I was 6 months old. It was a Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo commercial. I don't remember it, but I've been paying taxes since I was 6 months old, and that certainly informs my opinion of the government, but I digress. So I did more than 100 commercials, and I was on a regular on 3 different TV shows. I was in a bunch of movies and movies for television, and I acted pretty steadily all the way up until I was 18, and then I left Hollywood. I went off to Harvard and studied economics, got away from acting to try and see if I wanted to do something totally different. And in fact, I realized that I wanted to be a journalist, and I started down that career path. But I grew up in Hollywood, and you know, I have to say, when I came to Fox News, Roger Ailes said, "Let me get this straight. You grew up in Southern California. You were an actor. You were surrounded by Hollywood. You then went to Harvard, you know, where all the liberals hang out, and you live in New York City, and somehow your brain didn't get corrupted somewhere along the way. How is that possible?" And I said, "Well, it's pretty straightforward. It's because I've been paying taxes for so long, and I've looked at my paycheck and seen how much has gone off to Washington to become a, you know, victim of waste, fraud, and abuse," and that focused me pretty quickly on what I thought was wrong with this planet, and that's a, you know, big government. So that's pretty much what saved me from that. And also, you know, it's one of the theme of the book is Lessons from the Prairie, and it's the things that I learned from that set. And what a lot of people don't realize is that Michael Landon, who was the star of the show, of course, was one of the first big entrepreneurs in Hollywood. You know, he realized to make a mint, you had to own the show, write it, direct it, produce it, star in it. He was the first one there in the morning, the last one to leave at the end of the day. He was cheap as hell. You know, I mean, he really watched costs because it was his money. And he got people, he inspired people by working hard to also work hard yourself, and that you were part of something bigger, you were part of something that people loved. I mean, this show was popular at a time when we didn't really have cable, nobody had a VCR, there was no internet, there was no smartphone. So at night, you could either watch one of like 5 shows that was on television, or you could talk to your family or read a book. So shows had a lot of power in that day.
Indeed,
and this was
did.
One of the big ones.
Yeah.
So
he went on, of course, in that entrepreneurial spirit, Touched by an Angel, which, again, if you're talking about family-oriented programming, he may have 2 of the top 5 of all time his portfolio. So we're speaking with Melissa Francis. If you're a Fox Business Network viewer, you know her for a long time, Money with Melissa Francis. But if you're a Fox News viewer, you frequently see her on Outnumbered, on America's Newsroom, on What's the One I'm On Happening Now. You sometimes do that 2 o'clock hour. What do they call that now?
That's America's News? America's News Headquarters.
That's
it's all
right.
America something.
Yeah, exactly. But the point is, you will often see Melissa. And I noticed yesterday, in fact, I had Outnumbered on in the studio while I was prepping for yesterday's show. And I want to jump to this topic real quick because I know you love to weigh in on the stuff that's going on currently. You and Kennedy nearly came to blows with each other yesterday. I was shocked at how – well, and I actually tweeted to Kennedy. I was like, "Hey, let her finish her statement. She's talking over – you're talking over, and I want to hear what you both have to say." But it was – it had to do with the Senate health care bill. And you talked about the reinsurable part of the stuff that I thought, you know, that is a point that no one is bringing up, and I wanted you to explain in further detail because Kennedy wouldn't let you to my audience what you were referring to.
Absolutely. So I actually write about this in the book Lessons from the Prairie, the idea that when Obamacare first came out, it was clear to me and to anyone with a brain that the math did not work, that you couldn't add a ton of people to the rolls and, you know, let them not pay for pre-existing conditions and give away their insurance to other people, and somehow all the rest of us regular families would pay $1,250 less per year per family, as President Obama promised in the New York Times. That math didn't add up. And in fact, at CNBC, when I pointed that out, I was basically told to shut up, that I was disrespecting the office of the president. But at Fox News Channel and Fox Business, they allow you to say the truth out loud, and that was that math didn't add up. Now, with the new bill, I have so much respect for Kennedy, and I understand, because I'm an independent myself, and I understand her libertarian leanings and the idea that when government gets involved, they screw up everything they trust. And yes, that's true.
We all agree with that.
Yeah, yes. Right. But you have to be realistic, I think, about where we are right now. And we are not going to, in one shot right now, today, get government out of the healthcare business. It's just not going to happen. There aren't enough votes for that at this moment. And the plan that they have right now, if you try and drill down on the math of what's going on, I really believe that you kind of have to separate insurance. First of all, it's great that they're trying to send so much control back to the states. The closer you are to the control, the people that it's benefiting and serving and that are paying for it, you want them to be as close to the decisions as possible. So that's a good step in the right direction. I also think that we kind of have to separate it off into, you know, the 80% or whatever it is who really don't need a lot. They need sort of some basic coverage. You know, us regular families, you want to pay for catastrophic coverage, but it probably makes sense for you to pay for a little bit more upfront when you're going to the doctor rather than having these huge premiums and huge deductibles. That doesn't work. You know, go back to letting people have more bare bones plans who want that. Right. Then there's this group of people who use a ton of health care because they're sick. And
okay, Melissa, hold that thought. We're going to come right back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. We've got a lot to get to yet with Melissa Frank.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
So glad you're with us, Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. We've got a really fun night underway, and so thrilled to have Melissa Francis with us in the Ladies Lounge. And Melissa, in the just before we went to break, we were talking about the free market plans that are in the bill. And I was noticing that when Kennedy and you were arguing about this on Outnumbered, Kennedy called it corporate welfare, but you seem to disagree with that.
I say you have to look at it through the lens of, if somebody's not buying insurance and then all of a sudden they buy it, it's because they're sick. And if
Melissa, isn't that just in accounting called an actuarial risk? I mean, you've kept yourself out of what they would be banking on in terms of the math, and now you're bringing your burden into the midst of the equation. It's not corporate welfare. It is a very real cost.
Right, the real cost. Exactly. You're so smart. So that was the point I was making to her, is that when somebody pays that penalty, it's not a boon to the insurance company, because they're about to cost the insurance company a bunch of money. So what they're paying in as they join in is going to be spent right away. The second point is that everybody looks at these pools of money that they're setting aside for the high-risk pools in the states for the people who are very sick, and they say it's not enough money to cover their costs. And yes, it's in its initial form in that pool, it's not enough money. But I know this because I've covered Wall Street for so long, that there are a bunch of mechanisms where you can multiply that money into a bigger number, and that's through the reinsurance market. And it's very similar to in Florida and other places, when you pool together and you buy hurricane insurance or any kind of catastrophe insurance, there are mathematical equations that can perfectly predict, algorithms today do everything, they can perfectly predict how much money hurricane season is going to cost this year. They don't know where, they don't know which hurricane is going to hit and what community it's going to hit, but if you put them all together, they know how much each year on average it costs somewhere when those hurricanes risk, and they're very good at it. They're not very far off. And then you can take bets on that, and you can lay off that risk, and you can get big financial institutions to get in that business, and it's profitable for them. They want to get in. There's a big market for this, and there's what you call a commercial solution to lay off that risk and to multiply that money based on who's making the bet. So there is a way to make those pools of money cover the people who are using a whole bunch of it.
And I had not heard of this suggestion until you brought it up on yesterday's show. And, Melissa, I read everything all the time. And the fact that it had missed my radar at some point was just astounding to me. But it was such a pertinent, on-point, free-market solution to what I think has been the stumbling block for most people. Now, the obvious flaw in it is they come back and they say, but Melissa, you're trusting that the people that are going to, they'll call it speculate, we'd call it invest, to multiply that money, they may not be good people themselves. So now, if they go bad, how do you address the potential corruption there? Or is it any worse than the corruption it would go to if it was the government?
Oh, no. The government is for sure worse, because they're all on the take and for their own benefit, and also they're terrible at investing and they don't understand math. So that's a disaster no-brainer right there.
Right.
But in terms of the markets, I mean, it's like any other free market solution. There has to be a penalty for the investors if they blow it. You know, I mean, it's their money at risk, so they have to lose big themselves. You know, and it's also, you could only let people into the reinsurance market who have a proven track record in that type of investing, which, it's a huge and profitable business that I happen to know a lot of people in the reinsurance business, and it's, you know, it's a great way to make money. It's also, it's a because it's based on algorithms, it's not as speculative as it sounds. I mean, it ends up being relatively predictable.
Sure. Well, if you were willing to, you may have already done this, but if you were willing to put all that down on a white paper, I'd circulate it in the editorial community, and I'd get a ton of people to sign off on this. We should send this to the Senate and say, please consider.
I mean, they're already thinking about it. It's not an original idea for me. I mean, it's where they're going with it.
It's not being emphasized in the coverage.
I think because it's hard to understand.
Gotcha.
I mean, I think it's because it's calculus. You know, I mean, it's complicated math formula, and not everybody wants to drill down on it and really think about that. But, you know, Steve Mnuchin in Treasury is a phenomenal investor. He's a Goldman Sachs guy. These are people who understand all this type of investing. And, you know, a lot of the people in leverage finance and private equity, you know, in any kind of the algorithmic funds, they really understand how this works. And they're all chomping at the bit to get invested. It's very similar to when they talk about getting a private money going to work on infrastructure, and everybody, you know, gets scared of that and walks away. I already hear conversations of the people who want to raise funds to get invested in that. I mean, there's what you call a commercial solution, which just means private money on Wall Street wants to get involved for all of these problems. And they know that in a Donald Trump, President Trump, administration, that he understands that there's investment opportunity all over the place, and there's no better way to do it than with private investment, because these are people who will avoid waste, fraud, and abuse because it's their money.
So you're gonna involve investors one way or the other anyway. You're gonna put a gun to some of their heads and say you're gonna pay automatic taxes, or you can say, for those of you that would like to voluntarily be involved in this, how about you have a chance at making money with it? We're talking with Melissa Francis. She's the author of Lessons from the Prairie, and I want you to get this book because it's really fascinating. She also had a bestseller, Diary of a Stage Mother's Daughter, that came out a few years ago. But The Surprising Secrets to Happiness, Success, and Sometimes Just Survival, I learned on America's Favorite Show. Of course, we're talking about Little House on the Prairie, which Melissa Francis was quite young back then, because, as I said, I'm older than her, so this is she's still young, because
I still
feel very young myself.
Time.
Yeah.
I'm not getting any older. I'm just frozen.
Well, and I think that you could be frozen in ways that we would all be envious of, Melissa, so it's easy to understand that. Hey, listen, when we continue, I want to get into some of the real heart-wrenching portions of your story that you tell in this book, because it is certainly worth the read. I want everybody to pick up a copy, and I'm so grateful that you're spending your Saturday evening with us here at the Kevin McCullough microphone, and I just want to remind everybody that we're being brought to you in part tonight by MyPillow.com. MyPillow, everything on their website, if you use my promo code, is up to 50% off tonight. You can get sets of pillows, half off. The human bed that they have just patented, half off. You can get the pet beds, half off. You can get the Giza cotton sheets, which will be, I guarantee you, the most comfortable sheets you have ever put your face on at night. Everything on the website at 50% off. You want to get four of those special pillows, two of the travel pillows, two of the premium pillows, then you're always set half price if you go now. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and use my promo code KMC. Maybe a great back-to-school gift, by the way, for your college student and your those of you that are going away for the fall. If you need pillows for yourself, get yours as well. All right, Melissa Francis is our guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight. We've got bonus time with Melissa because she's so generous. The book is Lessons from the Prairie, Lessons I Learned from the Prairie, and we will return with that conversation momentarily. It's Saturday night. We are glad you're with us. Get everything we have at TheBingeThinker.com on Radio Night Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
It doesn't get more beautiful than New York City, especially if you're talking about this time of year. And it's just the gorgeous lights, the amazing spirit of the people and everything else. It's Radio Night Live. We're so glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough saying thank you. It's not often that we get to have so many great business minds on the same show. But if you missed the first hour, you know that David Fisher was with us, CEO of Landmark Capital, and some of the stuff we talked about. I want to talk, Melissa, about the where Melissa Francis is my guest from the Fox Biz and Fox News channel networks. Melissa, I want to get into the book in a second, but I want to ask you a question before we turn that direction first, and that is, you know, I don't expect journalists to be particularly endorsing of candidates one way or the other, so I'm not asking you to do that. But I am interested in your view about the current president from the standpoint that he's a chief executive. And why that's important is because I, for the longest time, argued during the early primary and then once he wrapped up the nomination, because I didn't really support him in the primary, but once he wrapped up the nomination, the value that having someone outside of politics, and particularly someone who comes from the business sector, who's got a lot of experience and has had a lot of success, he's made some mistakes, but he's had a lot of success. What will that do to the office of president and to the function of government if we suddenly put the Oval Office and the Congress and everybody else that serves us in the government on the same standards that you have to go by in the private sector? For instance, getting projects done on time, keeping them within budget, and making them finished to the client satisfaction. These are all things you learn in business school, not so much in political science or in public policy. And I'm curious your thoughts as to how he's doing thus far as it relates to being kind of a chief executive style president.
I mean, 100,000 plus. I am a single issue voter. It is not a joke that I've been paying taxes. I'm 6 months old, and that drives me bananas. I mean, I've always seen what I was paid by whatever show, and then what I actually got in my paycheck, and it has.
What's that old saying? Everyone's a liberal till they receive their first paycheck and have their first baby, and that's there's a reason for that.
You see how much money they take from you, and then how they just waste it. I mean, they're the worst stewards of capital on the planet. It's appalling. It makes me nauseous. I want to vomit when I see what they do. So I vote entirely on tax policy and the economy, and when I see what so many on the left and many on the right do in terms of getting in the way of small business, of entrepreneurs, of that American spirit. I mean, people came to this country, and so much of this is in Lessons from the Prairie, because if you look back at what Michael Landon did with his entrepreneurship in Hollywood, or with the characters in Little House, you know, I went back and read the books again.
Right.
These people were incredible. I mean, these homesteaders, where they struck out in their wagon to claim a piece of land, to farm the land, to have a life, to make money, to seek their fortunes, and they were constantly thwarted by locusts and wolves and Native Americans and the government. I mean, they would set up a homestead and start farming, and then they were told by the government to move on, that the lines had been done properly. I mean, I would have gone just really bananas at some of the things they went through. But this is what informs, you know, all of my thinking and my voting and my philosophy and all of that stuff. So I, you know, was someone who really ignored all the nonsense surrounding Donald Trump. And there was a lot of it that was bothersome. You know, I mean, Megyn Kelly's a good friend of mine. I didn't love any of that. Whatever. I mean, my whole thing is, who's going to be better for Americans in terms of the economy, tax policy, entrepreneurship, freedom, those sort of things. And I think that Donald Trump is a tremendous president in that way. He really understands business, and he understands how much government can thwart and get in the way and how little they can help. And the only way they can really help is by getting out of the way and shutting up and sitting down.
Which is really what bothers me about where we're at on tax reform thus far, because as you know, Melissa, in the Obama administration, you had more regulatory control put back onto business since all of the administrations previously combined.
Yeah.
He's done a lot to remove that, but if he can get that, and I don't care if he gets his whole tax reform package through, and I'd love for him to, but if he does nothing more than take that business tax from 35 to 15, what do you think will happen to the economy?
It'll explode. I mean, you already see the confidence returning and people investing and in their businesses and expanding, because you know that if nothing else, the next 4 years you're going to face less headwind in terms of trying to make your fortune and do your thing and do what's right for your family. I do have faith. So Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is quietly reassuring all kinds of CEOs out there who I talk to off the record, you know, off background, whatever. He's reassuring them, you know, that they're going to get tax cuts through this year. He better make good on that promise, because they believe him. And he has, you know, 100 policy writers chained to their desks.
Melissa, hold that thought. I agree with you 100%, and I want to hear the rest of what you have to say. Melissa Francis, our guest tonight in the Ladies Lounge on Radio Nightlife.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, live from New York, the Ladies Lounge in the bonus hour tonight. Got a lot of extra innings with Melissa Francis. And Melissa, I got to say thank you for being so generous with your time. Your book, Lessons from the Prairie, and there's very intriguing chapter titles in here. One of them, Show Them Your Cellulite. Melissa Francis, what do you mean by that?
Talking about the fact that we are all flawed, and when you walk around pretending like you're perfect, number one, people hate you, and also it's a huge burden. It's hard to keep that facade up, and I have found in my own life that when you openly embrace and admit your faults, it is a huge relief, and people like you more. And I'm always one to admit when I'm wrong, when I've made a mistake. You know, I will, you know, I'm just the first one to do that, and I'm happy to admit where my shortcomings are. And it just, you kind of cut through the nonsense, and then you can move past that to a new conversation. And it's something that I learned over time, and, you know, I'd like to teach my kids sort of right out of the gate. It's charming
sure,
when somebody
yeah.
tells you and is honest about, you know, sort of what's wrong with them. And then you can have a real conversation with them about stuff.
How old are your kids?
My kids are 2, 7, and 10, and I love them more than life
itself.
Oh, wow.
We're very close. We've got a 7, yeah. 5, and 2-year-old. So I just trade the 5 for the 10-year-old. We're in the same spot in life. I think you're absolutely right. One of the things I talk about in the non-news segments of my shows frequently are people skills and relationships and just how important it is that you treat people with the dignity that kind of God made them with, because that is ultimately how you hope to be treated. And so when your flaws are flaws, then you need to admit them, because you're hoping that someday someone gives you the same courtesy, especially if there's a debate over who did what wrong. And you want to burn as few bridges as possible. You want to build people up. If you do that, you're generally going to be, you know, you're going to get along better in life in almost every area.
You are so smart. There is a whole chapter on exactly that, and it is a lesson that I learned from Michael Landon, and I worked on so many sets before that one and after that one that I knew what was different about it, and it really was a unique place. And Michael Landon was someone who treated everyone with equal respect, and he understood, like any good CEO, to get the business moving in the right direction, to keep that Peloton cycling along, that you needed to treat everyone with respect and dignity, and that every job deserves that kind of respect. And whether you were an actor in front of the camera, or you were the guy driving the truck, or the person doing the hair and makeup, he thought your contribution was of equal value. And that served him well. Not only do you need to do that because you're a decent human being, but it's also beneficial to you because, you know, I see people around here at Fox, I dish on Fox a lot in this book. If you're interested in the behind-the-scenes secrets here, they're all in there. And there are people around here, and maybe you can guess who they are by the way I describe them, but there are people in here who abuse the makeup artist and who yell at the teleprompter operator.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
If you're abusive, I mean, when the chips are down for you or the teleprompter goes out, they're not going to help you. They're not going to save you from drowning.
It's so true.
Because you've treated them badly. So it's stupid. Not only is it a bad way to live, but it's also a stupid way to live.
And this is one of the reasons, friends, why whenever a producer calls and says, can you do this hour? And I'll say, who's hosting? They say, Melissa Francis. I said, book it. I'm there. Quickly, final question topic, chapter 8. Are you there, God? It's me, Melissa. Now, I should point out that I think your name had to be Melissa to be part of the cast of Little House on the Prairie. Because you had Sue Anderson and
Gilbert
yeah. and then, of course, you. So there, I guess there were a lot of Melissas there. But
me in Ingalls, you had to be a Melissa. Yeah, it's so funny. Faith is very important to me. And, you know, growing up, I went to parochial school and I had a tumultuous childhood. I wrote about that in Diary of a Stage Mother's Daughter, my first book. But the constant that I had through my life was that belief in God and that ability to pray and, you know, to really ask for God's help and guidance, but to sort of lay your burdens at his feet. And, you know, when I hear people today ridicule people of faith, and we saw that so much in the last election cycle, my heart goes out to them, and I feel sorry for them because I know that they don't have that support in their life. And every Sunday I take my entire family to church, and we sit in that pew, and the first thing I am is just overwhelmed and humbled by gratitude by the many blessings I have in my life. And then I sort of go through and I think about my failings of that week, the times I've blared the horn at the person in front of me, the times I've been petty and jealous of somebody who got something I didn't or some opportunity at work that I didn't. And I ask for God's forgiveness for those failings. And then I hand my burdens over to him, and I feel refreshed and renewed, like I've hit a restart button in my life. And you know, I leave church that Sunday with the commitment to be a better person that week. And it is such a, it's such a feeling of renewal that I have cleansed myself of the things that I don't feel great about, and I've thanked God for the things that I do have, and I try and carry that. I put the little pamphlet in my purse, and I try and carry that feeling as far into the next week as I can. Some weeks I get further than others.
Right.
Some I lose my way on Monday. I try not to. But I really...
Well, that's true of all of us.
But it's an important part of my life every week, and I share that in the book, and I'm not afraid or ashamed to talk about that. And as a journalist for years, you know, I didn't, because as journalists, you tend to lose your credibility if you're a person of faith, because you're admitting that you believe in something that isn't tangibly provable in front of you. And, you know, at Fox, I'm lucky enough to, you know, I can talk about faith and embrace it and not be ridiculed.
Well, that's such a very advantageous place to be, Melissa Francis, and so grateful that you are willing to openly discuss it in the book, Lessons from the Prairie, Melissa Francis. And I want you to pick up a copy. I want you to read it. I want you to be inspired by the things she talks about, even just the things we've covered tonight. And, Melissa, again, thank you so much for being with us. What a great conversation, and what a really, truly delightful person that I get to interact with and often work with at the Fox News Channel. So best wishes, and thanks so much. I think she's already gone, actually. So that's good. She's got things to do. She's a busy mom. She's got kids to get ready for church tomorrow. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. That's going to conclude the Ladies' Lounge for tonight. Final thought when we come back that I want you to focus in on. Live from New York every single Saturday night. You want to join any of our media, our social media, you can get all of them at TheBingeThinker.com. And we look forward to connecting with you during the week as well. That's TheBingeThinker.com. I'm Kevin McCullough. Coming right back.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
So glad to have you with us. Lovely shot of the Queensboro and the Brooklyn Bridges in Manhattan. If you're watching on Biz TV, if you're not, just have to imagine them. Dot lighted with little lights all the way across the river and the beautiful evening that it is in New York City. We're glad to have you with us every single week on Radio Night Live, and this week is no exception. And a big thanks to Melissa Francis for spending the hour with us. And before that, David Fisher for doing the same. We look forward to always having the very best resources available for you here on Radio Night Live and talking to you about stories that actually matter. Earlier this week, I saw a tweet go out from another ladies' lounge favorite around here, Bethany Mandel. No, I'm sorry. It was Mary Catherine Hamm. And Mary Catherine said, would like to thank Citizen Dunham for doing her civic duty in reporting, thought police crimes before they could be committed. And I was like, what did she do? And then I ran across this story. Lita Dunham took to Twitter on Thursday to complain about two American Airlines employees she claimed to have overheard engaging in transphobic talk. The airline has since stated that they were unable to substantiate Citizen Dunham's version of the events. We always look into complaints from customers, but at this time we're unable to substantiate those allegations, American Airlines told Fox News. Dunham first tweeted about the incident early on Thursday morning while she was waiting for her delayed flight to depart from JFK International. I felt bad for everyone who had to sit in the terminal with her, personally. That's my take on it. She said this, "Not going to call out the airline who delayed because blank happens, but I did just overhear two American Air attendants having a transphobic talk," wrote the girl's creator at 2:51 in the morning. Shortly afterwards, she followed up with a tweet that described the incident as the worst part of the night that already included a several-hour delay, to which American responded with concerns. In screenshots of their subsequent direct message conversation, Dunham revealed that she heard American Airlines attendants say trans kids are a trend. They never accept a trans kid, and transness is gross. She also told American Airlines she wasn't scheduled to fly with the airline, but merely overheard the attendant's conversation on the way from gate B30 at JFK. It's unclear at this time if American was able to identify where the conversation even allegedly occurred, but Dunham's explanation that it was between the arrival area would place her at JFK's Terminal 4, according to ABC News, and the Instagram story appeared to show her flying out on Delta Airlines that night. Friends, there's a thing called the First Amendment. I'm so glad that Lena Dunham thinks she lives in the Soviet Union, where you're not allowed to say something that others may find disagreeable or even gross. But since when did we become the nation that wants to report on our neighbors and throw people in the gulag for simply having a difference of opinion than we do? You know, Lena Dunham offends me, just her mere presence. But you don't see me crying to anybody about locking her up, though I would be totally in favor of if we did. Kevin McCullough, that's all for tonight from New York. Thank you for being with us on Radio Night Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.